Good morning and welcome to Tuesday morning. Evan Bray, great to have you here. It's been a full morning of King Charles, I would suggest. We've talked a lot about the fact that King Charles III in Canada to deliver the speech from the throne this morning with lots of important messages in the speech.
You speak for your communities, representing an incredible richness of cultures, languages, and perspectives. We owe it to this generation and those who succeed us to think and act for the greater good of all.
Some important words, thinking and remembering. You owe it to this generation and future generations about building a country that will be strong and a country to be proud of, which actually leads me into the conversation that I was wanting to have this morning, which has nothing to do with the king in particular, but there's some trends that are going on right now. And I've seen this on social media. You can see it in a few different ways where people are asking, what advice would you give your younger self? I saw a few videos actually circulating where they were speaking with seniors. They would go around a senior's home with a microphone and give them an opportunity to tell, what advice would you give your younger self?
What advice would you give to your 22-year-old self?
Be patient in life. There's many obstacles to life that we have to go through and conquer, and to not take any quick judgments.
Never leave an argument unsolved. Always be the first to say, I'm sorry, or have patience and talk things out. Don't just go off angry and never resolve any problems.
My advice is this. We all have bucket lists. Don't put them off. Do what you can when you're young and enjoy it.
When it's starting in life, don't be afraid of it. Always go for the new adventure and follow through. Life is fun if you just look at the next adventure.
Have you ever thought about what advice you would give your younger self? I mean, I don't care what age you could be, your teenage self. You could be 20 years old. Because when you reflect on it, I mean, the older we get, I think we see things much more clearly. I feel like I got a list here of things that I would tell my younger self. I also thought this was cool. Not that long ago, Texas A&M basketball coach Buzz Williams was just holding a regular news conference. He was talking to a bunch of reporters. He recognized that there was a lot of young reporters in the room, and at the end of the news scrum, decided to give them a little of his wisdom.
I know a lot of you guys are students. I used to be like you. And I tell our guys this all the time. Here's four things for you. Ready? How old are you?
19.
All right. I'm assuming you're in the Missouri School of Journalism. All right. Here's four things that I write all people that I wish somebody would have told me. Number one, you're going to type it? Or are you just recording it?
I'll type it.
Okay. Read more than you think you should. Write down everything, comma, about everything, comma, all the time, period. Three, over the next 10 years, build as many relationships as you can, comma, and learn to connect the dots between those relationships. Four, never turn down an opportunity to learn, comma, or to work. Good luck. All right, thank you guys.
I thought that was so cool. He just randomly at the end of the news conference says, okay, you guys, get your pens out here. I'm going to give you four pieces of advice. Wouldn't it be nice to be able to do that? Go back, talk to your young self, quell some fears and worries. What would it be for you? If you could speak to your younger self and give yourself some advice, what would it be? I feel like there's three things that come to mind for me. And the first one, and this may be a simple one, but I've grown to know this, and it's not to be afraid of change. Man, I think about in my younger life, And it could be change in your home, moving to a new house. It could be change moving to a new job. It could be change moving within the organization. I think about when I was with the Regina Police Service, when I moved from one shift that I had been on for a long time to another, God, I was worried about it. I was, you know, didn't know the people as well, all of those things. I can tell you now, comfortably in my life, change for the most part is great. Change offers an opportunity that you might not normally have. It gives you new perspective. It's, to me, change isn't a bad thing. That would be the first thing that I would tell my younger self. Second thing, and I feel like I was terrible at this when I first started out in policing, don't ignore healthy balance in your life. And I'll tell you, it is easy to get wrapped up in work and your job, especially if you've got aspirations of things you want to do. As a young, I was going through police training with a two-year-old son. So my son, Cy, 2 years old, and I'd come home and I look back on videos and I'd go out cutting the grass. He's right there with me with the little lawnmower, the Fisher-Price mower with the little popping balls in it, right? And he's out there mowing grass with me. I'd go for a run because when you're in police college, you're doing lots of physical training. I'd go for a run. He'd put his little headband on. He'd get a little old Walkman that I had discarded, hook it on his shorts. He'd be going for a run as well. Don't underestimate the importance of that. And that's something I would definitely go back and tell my younger self. I feel like I've been able to, through my life, get to a point where you achieve better balance. You understand the importance of it. A really good employer will encourage you to find healthy balance in your life because I think healthy balance makes you a better employee. You're happy at home. You've got a very good, solid home life. I realize it's not easy for everybody, given the fact sometimes people are working multiple jobs just to make ends meet and all of those things. But if I could go back, I would definitely say find a healthy balance. And the third thing is, I wish I could go back and talk to myself a bit more in depth about the importance of financial literacy. My dad was very much a believer in don't accumulate debt if you don't have to, which I think is tougher today for farmers than it was back when my dad was farming. But my dad was really of this belief. You save the money so you can afford to buy it outright. And he would do that with everything from pieces of equipment to, I remember when he built a new shed on the farm, save the money to be able to build the shed and pay cash for it as opposed to doing it on credit. So he impressed upon me the importance of, you know, managing money in that sense. But the financial literacy piece to understand how to make your money work for you and buying into RSPs or, you know, saving for retirement. Luckily, in my police job, I had a pension plan that helped us do that or forced us to do that, but not everybody does. And boy, understanding financial literacy at an early age, so important. So if I could go back to my 16-year-old self, and if my 16-year-old self would listen to me at the age that I'm at today, it would be those things. Don't be afraid of change. Find healthy balance in your life. And don't underestimate the importance of financial literacy in setting yourself up. What would it be for you? 1-877-332-8255. If you could go back and give yourself advice, what would it be? Glenn Klein from Dundurn, I would tell myself to keep a daily diary. I've kept one for the last 10 years, and I wish I would have started when I was 20. Glenn, thank you so much for the text. 1-877-332-8255. Todd from Big Sky, our buddy from the States, who we always appreciate hearing from. If I could go back in time, I wouldn't work so much. I would have spent more time with my small children. Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. It's those two things almost fly in the face of one another, right? I'm looking at my buddy Frank, who works here. He's here bright and early in the morning and works a long day at the radio station, but he's got a young son at home, four years old. That's an important time in a youngster's life. And so making sure you find that balance to spend and invest time with your family while you spend the appropriate amount of time at work, so very important. So thanks, Todd. I appreciate you weighing in. 1-877-332-8255. Here's a good one. Donna from Harris. The advice I would be, air I would give is be kinder to yourself. Learn to have fun. Learn to love yourself. Isn't that true? I think we are not kind to ourselves. And boy, I have to think I didn't grow up the way children are now with everything from social media to AI, but it doesn't lend itself to being kind to yourself. I don't believe anyway. What would it be for you? 1-877-332-8255. Phone lines are open if you want to call in. We're getting a ton of texts, which I love as well. The question is, if you could go back, what advice would you give to your younger self and why? Phone lines, text lines open for you here on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM. +1 877-332-8255. That's the number for you to call if you'd like to join the conversation. And simply we're asking, what advice would you give to your younger self? Lots of people weighing in. Doug with a text, buy gold in capital letters. I thought of buying an ounce of gold every paycheck when I was working at a mine 20 years ago. Of course, I bought beer and other questionables, but if I would have done it, I wouldn't be depending on that damn paycheck now. Doug, thanks so much for the text. Frank in Montana, care less about others and more about yourself. Mm-hmm. This is a good text from David in Saskatoon. He says, Evan, we do talk to our younger selves all the time. It's called parenting. Isn't that true? The way we parent our kids, of course, is it's like we're telling them the message we wish we would have been told. The problem is when you're young, and I think about the conversations my folks had with me, you either are giving it half attention or you're thinking, nah, I know better, right? That's what happens when you're young. But if you could get the captive attention of your younger self, what would you tell yourself? Frank and I were just going back and forth here, talking about the importance of spending time with your kids. Boy, that makes such a difference, especially when they're at a young age. So understanding that healthy balance. Frank also says, appreciate all the time that you've got with family. Life goes by fast. And before you know it, the people are gone and you wish you were back on a family road trip that you didn't want to go on at the time. Frank also says, advice, don't let your parents throw out your old comic books. Hide those comic books and sports cards and whatever else you collected, because one day mom's going to toss them in the garbage. 1-877-332-8255 is the number. Let's go to the phone line. Julian in Regina, thanks for calling in. What would be your advice to your younger self, Julian?
Good morning, Evan. First advice, don't get old. It hurts.
Is it an attitude thing? Don't get old. Keep your attitude young.
Yeah, keep your attitude young, and that's get used to some pain. But I drove truck for 45 years all over North America, and I look back now. If I look at a map and I look at a place, I know where I've been, what I took there. But keep a daily diary. Just write it. Make notes of what you do, because I look back now and the pictures that I should have taken. And that it's awesome when you think back to your career and what I've done. I just appreciate it. And people say, how could you do that? I said, for 45 years, my office window changed about every 15 seconds.
That's incredible.
Sometimes good, sometimes bad.
What a life story you would have, though, Julian. Hey, if you think back and you had recorded just with a simple journal all those years.
Oh, exactly, and Hank Snow still doing verses of where I've been.
Hey, Julian, thanks for calling in. 1-877-332-8255. I want to go take Bob's call in Saskatoon. Thanks for calling in. We're talking about what advice you would give your younger self. What would it be for you, Bob?
Good morning, Evan. I think sort of some of the older sayings, to thine own self be true.
Yeah.
And stop and smell the roses. Life goes by real quick.
Boy, isn't that the truth, eh?
And spend more time with your parents.
Yeah, good stuff, Bob. Thanks so much for calling in. That notion of stopping to smell the roses, that is an easy one to say, but I don't feel like, I shouldn't say we don't practice what we preach, because I think there are people that are better at that than others, but life goes by in a heartbeat. Before you know it, you're a middle-aged guy talking on the radio, and you look back and you go, where did all the time go? But if you every day look for and explore that opportunity to just appreciate something, stop and smell the roses. That's exactly what Bob said. That's exactly, I think, the message to take to heart. What is the advice you wish you were given when you were younger? Maybe you were given it. Maybe your parents said it to you. Maybe someone gave it to you and you just didn't follow it. But now, later in life, you look back and you go, gosh, I wish I would have done that. If I could go back, this is the advice I would give my younger self. 1-877-332-8255. Take another call here before the break. Jerry in Saskatoon. What would it be for you, Jerry?
Hi. Good morning, Evan.
How's it going today?
Another beautiful day.
Yes.
That's for sure.
For sure.
But I would say, if I go back 81 years of 81 now, that's a long time, and I would say follow your heart and your dreams, and also be your best person at whatever you choose every day. And my children love me dearly.
Oh, that's so good. Do you think you heeded that advice as a young fella, Jerry?
It's Gary, actually.
Oh, Gary, sorry. You know, so following the notion of following your heart and following your dreams, Gary, do you think you heeded that yourself when you were young?
I absolutely did.
Good for you.
There's many pitfalls along the way. I can remember when I was going to be a teacher and a professor telling me, no, you better consider something else. I walked out of there mad and said, no way. I know what I want to do. And that's what I mean by follow your heart. And that I was a teacher for 30 years.
Good for you.
Every moment of it.
I love it, Gary. I love it. And by the way, 81 is just getting going, Gary.
Well, yeah, you want to believe it. I'm still busy as hell. The only thing that slows you down is when you get older, you got all the pain and the anguish that goes with your body.
I know.
Starting to wear out.
Little A535, Gary, and that'll keep you going, keep you ticking for sure. Thanks for calling in. 1-877-332-8255. I want to go back to the text line. This is Gil in Saskatoon. Be a better husband and a father. Don't be so self-centered. And above all, put your grandchildren first. Thank you for that. 1-877-332-8255. Learn something new every day. Darcy in Beaulieu. Thank you for that. I feel like you and I, by virtue of the fact that we have the conversations we do, we kind of do learn something new every day. It's one of many things I love about this show is we get to bring on guests and we have conversations on a variety of things. You and I are always learning together. I love that about this show. And Darcy, thank you for that little tidbit of advice. I think it's a great one. Okay, we're going to keep this conversation going. There's lots of time left, and we've got some free time between now and noon. So lots of time for you to give us a shout and let us know. If you were able to speak to your younger self, what advice would you give yourself? 1-877-332-8255. Phone lines are open. Text lines are open. Lots of great information coming in now. I look forward to continuing this conversation next here on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM. Earlier this morning, we were live with King Charles and his speech from the throne.
The system of open global trade that, while not perfect, has helped to deliver prosperity for Canadians for decades, is changing. Canada's relationships with partners are also changing.
He really talked a lot about the opportunity to transform the economy of the country. Biggest opportunity, he says, since the Second World War. If you missed the live speech from the throne, you want to catch it, you can always go back on the website and check it out there. All right, we're having a great conversation this morning about the advice you wish you could go back and give your younger self. And it's been, I would say, astutely pointed out this morning. I think it was David that texted in and said, don't we do that all the time, every day, when we give our children advice? Isn't that like giving advice to your former? It's kind of like, don't do as I did, do as I say, one of those types of things. 1-877-332-8255. What would you say if you had the opportunity to turn back the clock Knowing what you know now, what would you say to your younger self? What advice would you give your younger self? Dean in Estevan says, steer your ship with positivity. That's a pretty short statement that carries heavy weight in 2025, because I feel like we have lost a bit of the positivity out of our lives right now. Sandy from Weyburn here. This is good advice. Sandy says, I would tell myself, take care of your body while you're young. You don't have to lift the 80-pound box just because you can. Get help. Also, I would say, don't let people's judgment guide your decisions. 1-877-332-8255. Eddie in Regina says, I'm driving with my daughter right now, and I'm telling her, you listen to this program. You pay attention to what these wise old owls have to tell you. Oh, yeah. We got some wise old owls for sure on the text line and on the phone line. Let's go back. I got Rafi on the line. Thanks so much for calling in. What would it be for you if you could go back and give your younger self some advice? What would it be?
I would tell to my younger me to make sure you listen to your teacher and make sure you do your assignments so that you have a bright future, you know?
Yes.
Because when I was on the school, I used to play and leaving school early. So what a waste of time, eh?
But hey, Rafi, we all did those goofy things when we were kids, right? But
yeah. But
you're right, now we're adults. We look back on it and we go, oh my gosh, it was a wasted opportunity.
Yeah.
For sure. Well, thanks for calling in. Rafi saying, go to school, pay attention in school, listen to your teachers. Maybe you'll learn something. 1-877-332-8255. What is it for you? What is that piece of advice you wish you'd been given when you were young? Maybe you were and you just didn't heed it. Or, as I've said, if we could transport you back. And I've seen this trend. In fact, lots of times they'll be interviewing professional athletes and they'll say, if you could give your younger self some advice, someone who's been retired from professional hockey and played in the NHL, if you could go back to your young self when you were first drafted, what advice would you give yourself? Sometimes the answers are incredible. Just the perspective that people have later in life and how they can weave that into what they wish they'd remember. John in Gainsborough says, when I was young, I owned a 1979 Camaro Z28 and a 1978 Dodge Little Red Express and a 1967 Chevelle SS. I would tell myself, don't get rid of those cars. No kidding. Wouldn't it be nice to have those today? Here's another one. When you're 20 years old and you start working, get an investor. Make a plan for your future so you have a retirement plan for when you're 60 or 65 years old. That, I think that's a big one. I talked about, I wish I was given more financial literacy. My dad, my dad was the one who was, he was against credit. He didn't like credit cards. He didn't like taking out loans. He was a guy that believed you save your money. My first car, paid cash for. My second car, paid cash for. I think even my third car, I was well moved away from home, I paid cash for, because dad was so big on save the money so you can afford to buy it as opposed to taking out a loan. There's times in life where that's obviously not something you can do. But the financial literacy piece, the things that you can do with just simple investments and using vehicles like RRSPs and those types of things, it wasn't until later that I started paying attention to that stuff. My kids, so back to David's point, I've talked to my kids about the importance of that. But if I had the opportunity to go back, I think that would be a big one for me. Cade, you're making me laugh this morning. If the girl you're chasing has a crazy mom, then you better run. 1-877-332-8255. I'd copy down winning lottery ticket numbers and then be very smart with my money, says Scott in Wolseley. What would it be for you? Let's go back to the phone lines. I got to Mark in Saskatoon. Mark, how's it going this Tuesday morning?
Ah, sunshine, beautiful day, can't complain.
That's good. Well, what advice would you give your younger self if you had the opportunity?
Well, I'm kind of beating a financial horse, maybe.
Yeah.
A dead financial horse. Just, you know, how to leverage debt in a good way, how to manage money. You know, that's something that was never taught in school when I was in it, in the, you know, 2000s, late 90s.
Yeah.
So I think a lot of people are in financial trouble because they don't know how to manage the dollar. So
it's one of those things that it's big. And if you can get it into your head early, like as a teenager, even you can set yourself up in a big way. No matter you don't need the world's most high paying job in order to set yourself up. It's about the smarts, right, Mark? Oh, I think I lost them there. Thanks for calling in, Mark. 1-877-332-8255. I'm going to stay on the phone line. Dave in West Kelowna. How's it going today, Dave?
I'm good, man. How are you?
I'm good. So if you could go back and talk to your young self, what age would it be, by the way, and what would you tell yourself?
Well, I was just talking to a call screener, and I know it's going to sound pretty dumb, but I would say cooking, learning how to cook.
Ah.
When I was in high school, I learned how to cook, and I did it kind of only for, you know, because it was all women that were in the cooking class. But learning how to cook
was the big one.
Yeah. Because nowadays with how much groceries are and everything,
sure.
Learning how to cook and it was. Benefit you in the long run.
Bit of a lost art, I think, too. I appreciate you calling in and saying that, Dave, because I think there in this day and age, it isn't the norm to sit down to a total prepared meal. Often where, if not going out or eating out or ordering in, it's buying pre-made meals and not using the art of cooking. That's a good one. Thanks for that. 1-877-332-8255. If I go back to the text line number of, I love this. Okay. So Bev in Maidstone sent me this. It's a poem. Bev says, this is a poem that my mom gave me a few years before she passed. I'm going to read it. It's short. It's four paragraphs. It's called Dust If You Must. There's a good message in here. Dust if you must, but wouldn't it be better to paint a picture or write a letter, bake a cake or plant a seed, ponder the difference between want and need? Dust if you must, but there's not much time with rivers to swim and mountains to climb, music to hear and books to read, friends to cherish and life to lead. So obviously the message is dust if you must, clean the house, focus on those types of things, but there's a lot of other things. Dust if you must, but the world's out there with the sun in your eyes and the wind in your hair, a flutter of snow, a shower of rain. This day will not come around again. Dust if you must, but bear in mind, old age will come and it's not kind. And when you go and go you must, you yourself will make more dust. That's quite a poem. Thanks so much for sharing that, Bev in Maidstone. What is it for you, if you could go back and give your younger self a piece of advice, what would it be? Let's go to Buffalo Pound. I got Terry on the line. What would it be for you, Terry?
Hey, Evan. Well, I was just going to say my dad was the exact opposite of your dad because he always said you got to get behind to get ahead, you know, so using financing.
Uh-huh.
You know, like, well, land purchases, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like, how do you save up $500,000?
Right.
You'd never do it.
Well, by today's standards, I don't know how you could do it, especially if you're in the farming business or whatever. Yeah. But if you went back, though, do you have any piece of advice you would give your younger self, Terry?
Well, I'm like everybody. When you're young, you figure you're 10 feet tall and bulletproof. And
so true.
I've got some bullet holes in me now.
Isn't that the truth? Yeah, for sure. It's the perspective that we gain a little bit later in life, which is, it's brilliant if you can find a way to help pass it along to someone that can use it, whether it's your kids or whatever. But we gain this perspective in a way that it illuminates something so much more clearly than we saw it when we were kids. I want to go to Kim in Southie. Thanks for calling in, Kim. If you could go back and give yourself, your younger self, a piece of advice, what would it be?
It would be, if you want to do something, do it, no matter what anyone else says.
Don't let someone crush your dreams, is what you're saying.
Nope. I was 18 years old. I wanted to be an auctioneer, and my father told me women don't do that job, and I have regretted it ever since.
Is that right? Why did you want to become an auctioneer, of all things, Kim?
I just love that. Like, even now, like, I just thought I wanted to be a purebred cattle auctioneer, and I just thought that was going to be my dream.
Oh, well, you and I are cut from the same cloth there, because I love auctioning as well. Oh. I'd love to be an auctioneer, but I can't do it either, Kim. Thanks for calling in. Appreciate the call. 1-877-332-8255. We'll take our last break. We'll come back. We got a number of people on the text line. What would it be for you if you could go back, talk to your, let's say, 20-year-old self? What advice would you give yourself? You're listening to 650 CKOM and 980 CJME. Well, it's the last little bit of the discussion that we were having this morning on giving your younger self advice. We open up the phone and the text line for you at 1-877-332-8255. Got a text here that says, advice to my younger self, don't burn bridges. Don't leave crumbs. Blaine in Humboldt says, my advice to my younger self is to not be afraid. Jump into opportunities. Do the things that may be scary and uncomfortable, because they may not come again. You don't want to look back later in life with any regrets. Coulda, woulda, shoulda becomes a painful reminder. Terry in Saskatoon, it's not all about you. Put others before yourself and always be grateful. Let's go back to the phone line, 1-877-332-8255. I've got Gary calling from the RM of Griffin today. Gary, thanks for calling in. What would your advice to your younger self be?
Well, like I said, you know, I've worked in the hospitality industry for many, many years. And I've made a pile of tips. So I'm saying, it's like, if I give myself advice, save your tips, I take a major trip every year.
Save your tips and go on trips is what you're saying.
You bet.
I like it. Thanks for that. Isn't that true? Hey, over time, how little bits and pieces of, it's so easy. You get the, if you're working, you make $20, you make $50 in tips or whatever. It's easy to spend that on a tank of gas or a pizza or whatever the case of beer. But if you're diligent in putting away and say, I mean, it's really about saving, taking control of your finances, which so many people are adding to the conversation here. Let's go to the call. Jim is waiting on the line from Moose Jaw. What do you say would be your message to your younger self if you could deliver it, Jim? What would it be?
It's better to know how to fix it than where to buy it.
Oh boy, we're in a time right now where people don't fix anything. It's a throwaway society.
Yeah.
Yes, I can imagine you are that guy though, aren't you, Jim? Fix it.
I fix everything.
Yeah, I can imagine. I appreciate it. Thanks for calling in. 1-877-332-8255. Jay in Regina, advice to myself: money is slippery stuff. Start saving earlier. Travel earlier and more often as it gets more difficult when you're older with family and job obligations. Move on. Don't get hung up on things and spend more time honing your craft and less time procrastinating. Jay, you crammed about 5 good pieces of advice into that text. Bernie in Estevan says, no amount of regret will change the past. No amount of anxiety will change the future, but a small amount of gratitude will change the present. Man, there's some good stuff. Frank, we should be writing these down. There's some good stuff here. 1-877-332-8255. Thank you to everyone that has joined the conversation this morning. We've had so many people texting in, phoning in with their advice to their younger self. Just think, if you took the advice back when you were young, you would not be the person that you are now. Yeah, there's a point to be had there. This isn't about necessarily regretting your life. It's just about things that you could do that maybe change your life for the better, not completely change the direction of your life. Here's another one. Chelsea, never bite the hand that feeds you. Beware of other people's needs, but don't put them before your own, because ultimately, if you don't care for yourself first, you'll have nothing left for anyone else. These are all great pieces of advice. Thank you for everyone that joined the conversation today on that. And by the way, someone texted in asking about a couple of points in the speech from the throne. We covered that live this morning, King Charles, and the opening of the 41st Parliament of Canada, the 45th, I should say. That whole thing was live on the radio, so you can catch it on the replay if you go onto the website, and you can catch it there, along with some of the subsequent conversations we had with the University of Regina history professor Raymond Blake was on the show just after that. You're listening to 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.